The Yaktishay Li Ubra Gufa. When you be Maktish, the Ubra itself, okay, that's one Chiddush. We do not consider the Ubra like a Dovish Lo Belierlom, it's not considered like it's not here, it's not a Chetzah, no. Since you Maktish the Ubra by itself, that's one Chiddush that could be Chal. Avlocha, but the second Chiddush, the Yaktishay Li Ime, where you are Maktish the pregnant mother. So you made the mother to be a Korban Chatis. I would have thought to say maybe you do not mean to be maktish to Uber by itself, but rather maybe you only mean to be maktish to mother itself. And therefore the locker is later when it gives birth to this Vlad, it's called the Vlad Chatis, to a Dilami Soslo. So I need the second Kiddush to say no, that even when you go to be maktish to pregnant mother, you mean to be maktish both, the mother and the Uber inside. Now, let's just hear the second Kiddush then. No. V'yashmin of Asaray Sevuta, just hear the second Kiddush. I would have thought Tosamu the Aktish law for called the Ispo. Since the second case we are going to be Maktish to pregnant mother, there I would say you mean for sure if you Maktish both, the mother and the kid. And it could be Chal, just like the Kedush is Chal upon the mother, who then it could be Chal upon the blood also. Avloch, but over here, in the first case, we only be Maktish to Uber, just the fetus itself. Avloch, the Aktish Shalei. I would have thought to say maybe Kivan the Lesi Avroi, there's nothing outside, you can't see the Uber. Like Kaddish, maybe Kaddish is not Chal at all. Like the Solach Adavah Shalom B'Liyama, maybe. Tzricha, that's why I need both Kaddishim. But we just would have said the second Kaddish, that's the Klal Amo. If you want to be Maktish Adavah Shalom B'Liyama with the Adavah Shalom B'Liyama, we say since you have that on Adavah Shalom B'Liyama, it could be Chal on the other one also. So just with the second Kaddish, I would have thought that when you Maktish the pregnant mother, since the Kaddish and the mother for sure is Chal, the kid goes along with it also. Well, you only want to be Maktish the kid, the Uber, maybe since you can't see it, maybe no. That's Kamash one, yes, even that also you could do. Another one says, Lishnachrim, another Lashna is like this. My Kamash one, what should Yechon come to teach us? My Kamash one. Yechon teaching us that, Im Shir Mishayir, for you, Balav Yerech Imahu. Kuru two Chedushim here. Now, first of all, you could be Mishayir, meaning to say, so if you wanted to be Maktish the mother with the Kedushas Chatis, and leave over the Uber, Shiyura Misham is leave it over. And instead, you want to give it a Kedusha Shlomim, you could do it. And who didn't want, because the Pshat is the Uber, Lav Yerchimai, who, that the Uber, the fetus inside, is not called Stam Bottle to the mother, but it's called the Chayfetz by itself, it's called something by itself. And therefore, you could do each one separately if you really wanted to. So when it says, so, Vatati Lomli, what do I have to have then the two cases of Rabbi Yochanan? Let's just have a second case. So when it says, no, Tzrich, I need both cases. That when you maktish both the pregnant mother with the Vlad, there I would have thought to say a svar migu de nach the kedusha lo nach the namel of Vlad. Like we said, since the kedusha for sure is chal upon the mother is here. So then the kedusha is also chal upon the Vlad. That I understand. Avul idoch, but in the first case, loy maybe since you only wanted to maktish just the Uber. Even if the old Uba Lav Yerchim was not part of the mother, it's called a thing by itself, the fetus. But still, since you can't see it, maybe it's like a Lobol Yerlam, maybe Kedusha would not be Chal upon the fetus by itself. Kamash Malon, yes, you could. And Ahod, the Viet Mabavura just said the first case, that you maktish the fetus by itself, Mishum Nekom Meforish Kedusha Alav Lab, because you're speaking out clearly that you want the Feresh to Kedusha to be Chal upon the Uber. Therefore, Kedusha is Chal. Avalahi loy, but the seifa, where you be maktish the pregnant mother, maybe the yikah kavon is only upon the mother, maybe the uber does not receive its own kedusha. Tzricha, that's why I need both kedusha of Rabbi Yochanan in both cases, it's sort of like you maktish the uber by itself. The other more says, Yosef Rabzeir was sitting down. O come, Allah Shemaiti, sit over this halacha. Sit over the Shemaiti about Potter's halacha that he holds. You cannot be Maktish in Uber. So, Ace for Rabbi Yirmi Rab Zera. So, Rabbi Yirmi asked the question to Rab Zera. It says what? So, tomorrow later, Mishnah later will have, Kate said, Marim Ma'ala Bechor. How could you make a trick about a Bechor? Like, if you have your animal that's about to give birth for the first time, you know the kid will be a Bechor, how can you get around not to have to give it to a Kain? So it says like this, Kesa Marima La Bechorma Vakeris. So you have a mother that's about to give birth the first time. Shoisa Muberish, she's pregnant. So Aima said like this, the owner should say, Ma Shebe Meyeho, the fetus that's inside this mother's stomach now, this is the mother the first time giving birth, Shalzu Oila, it should be a carbon oila. You want to give the Kedusha Oila right now. The Lach Ruz, it says, Yold the Zaka, that gives birth to a Zaka later. Harez the Oila, it has a Kedusha Oila. And therefore the Kedusha Bechor is not Chal upon it. So you don't have to stop and give it away to a Kohen. But rather, you could use it for your carbon oila. That's what it says later. Salma, what do we see to say? That Kodesh Uber, that you have the right to be Makdish Uber. So the Chorus Akash and Bapod, how does he learn this Mishnah later? According to Bapod, you cannot be Makdish in Uber. So the Kedusha is not Chal when you first Makdish it. So when it's born with Kedusha's Bechor, that's it. It should be called the Bechor. You can't get the Kedusha off later. So the Chorus Akash and Bapod, here it's Mashma clearly that you could be Makdish in Uber when it's inside the mother's stomach. Omalei, so Zerius Abek and said, Ki Masnehi, the Kedusha's Domin. I tell you, that Mishnah is talking about when you makdish the Uber with a Kedusha's Domin. You don't mean to give it a real Kedusha's Oila, a Kedusha's Aguf. That Papoda says you can't be makdish it, a Kedusha's Aguf. Maybe the story is because it's not fit for carbon right now. It's not called the Chepitz that's fit for carbon. Lashaken, if you only want to be makdish it, a Kedusha's Domin, for the value of it, like whenever it is, you'll sell it and bring the money, carbon Oila, that you could do. Because value it has right now, it has value to it. So where's the question, Stamazoi, Mialima Kedushas Domin to come after Lemin Abachor? Is it true, I was saying, that the Kedushas Domin is strong enough to take off Kedushas Abachor? That even if you want to say Kedushas Domin is Chal, but who says that would stop Kedushas Aguf of Abachor being Chal? Omulay, he said back, yes, in, yes, it's true. And what's not, I'll bring you proof. It's like this. Kol Kodeshim. Shekodam Mum Kabul Lagadeshon. Any regular korban, that there was a mum kavur before you were makdishit. In other words, it was never chal kedushas aguf on this behemah, only kedushas damim. Then veniftu, then you redeem the animal. So loch res chayavim bebechayra, still yechayiv in kedushas bechor. Uva matanis, you have to give the matanis kuna from it. So the ink is now why? Why is there still, why is there dinah bechor on it? Time ad liyachash veniftu, because you redeemed it already. Again, you have this mother that you were makdish it after had a mum kavua. So it was never chal kedushas aguf, only kedushas damim. And it says now that if you redeem it, take off the kedushas damim, and then it gives birth, it has the kedushas bechor on the vlad. Mashma, though, if it gave birth before you redeemed it, so since it has kedushas damim on it, it's a ptur on a bechorah. Because it's clearly kedushas damim patis from kedushas bechor. That's what it says clearly. Taimad liyacha sheniftu, the chayovim. Abu Kaidim Shinifto, Mashma gave birth before you were poiderit, then Pturim, then you were potter from a Bechor. Amma, what do we see? The Alima Kedushas Domim, yes, if your Matish Shebehim was just a Kedushas Domim, that the value of it is Kodesh, meaning to say you have to sell it and the money you bring the carbon with it, that's also strong enough to Maskol Lime Bechorah. It does not let the Kedushas Bechorah be Chal upon it. So that can be Pshat according to Bapod, how we'll learn the Mishnah later. If you want to free yourself from losing the animal from a stam of Kedushas Bechor, you could first be Makdish Yuba, Kedushas Domim, and then later when it's born, it does not receive this Kedushas Bechor. Therefore, not the Akash and Bapoda. Eisra, I have another question. It says, Hoimer, somebody says, Ma Shebemeyer Shalzu Oilo, Muteris Begiza, Piasur Bavoido. Somebody says that Uba, the fetus that's inside his mother's stomach, should be a Korban Oilo. Because Masha b'meya shazu, the fetus that's inside the stomach, oila should be a carbon oila. It says Allah muteris begiza, that with the mother you're allowed to shear off the mother's wool, but the asura b'avoidi, you're not allowed to work with the mother. Mishum kochush uba shabo. Because by working with the mother, you're going to make the uba, the fetus, weaker, and you're going to take away from the behemoth, from the kochim, you'd be mafsid kochim, so you can't do that. So it's mashma clearly again that there is a kedushas aguf, chal upon the uba. So the Akash and Bapoda that says, no, you cannot be Makdish and Uba. Smarit says, Omalei, Hanami, you're also a Tei Kedushas Domim. Again, we're talking about now, Kedushas Domim, you're only Makdish this Uba with Kedushas Domim. And that also causes a din that you cannot work with the mother. And we already said that according to Bapoda, Kedushas Domim could be Chal on the Uba. The Maid said, it's called meat, there is something there, so you want to be Makdish the value of it, that you could do. The Maras Tami asks, Only Alima Kedushas Domim, the Asirula, the Avoidah, is it true that any animal that has a Kedushas Domim on it, it does not have Kedushas Aguf, you can't work with it, like why not? It only has a Kedushas Domim, you can sell it anyway, so why can't you work with it right now? Omlai said back to him, in, yes, it's like a true, you're not allowed to work with it. And for the same Svar Lechura, you're being Makdish, you're taking away the value of Hegdish. The value of it, you are Makdish. So you can't work with the teruna to take away the value. If you now want to bring a proof, it says yaitzin lachulin ligozes v'levet. Again, if you have this behema that it was called on mumim legdashim, that it was only chaluk dushes domim on the behema. So it says after you pider it, it says yaitzin lachulin goes out lachulin ligozes. Now you can shear off, since it never had a dushes aguf on it, you could be gozas, shear off the wool v'levet, you can work with it. So Dirk is time of why Mishram the Nifton, because you redeemed it already. You took off any, even the Kedushas Dom you took off. Mashmullah Kodim Shinifto, before you took off the Kedushas Domim, then Asur Mavoid would be Yasa be Avoida. Amma, what do we see to say? What do we see? The Kedushas Domim, Asur led Avoida. Even though the Behemoth is only Yasa, with Kedushas Domim, still it's also to do the Avoida, to work with it, and that's the Svara. Because the Meister, by working with it, you're going to ruin it and make a Kochush. You can take away a little bit the value of Hegdish, that's also awesome. So that's what Bapod will learn that Aloha, that if you makdish the Uber with the Kedushas Domim, you're not allowed to even work with the mother. Ace for this, we know the question. It says, Ein Mamiris, doesn't our mission know? Ein Mamiris, you can't make Tumura. Lo Avrin, you can't take just the regal, just the foot of a Behemoth Chulin. The Uberin onto a Behemoth that the Uber is Kaddish, you can't do that. Can't make Tumura from the fetus that's Kaddish. For loy ubrin v'evin, you can't take stam the fetus of a behema schulim and make a tzmura from a kachim from the regal of a behema. So diik is a muri hudalay meimor. You can't make tzmura on this fetus. But mashmo hamikdash kachim, if you went to lachatchil to be makdash the uber, mashmo lagadiyachin, you could be makdash it. So again, of yekasher mapodo. So for instance, now I'll tell you omalei. I'll tell you the way we'll answer pshan the mishnah according to mapodo is. Vivlode Kodishim, who? Tikdishi Vikaimi. The Mishnah is talking about a Vlad Kodishim. It's not talking about you or Makdish the Aver, the Uber. It's talking about that the mother was Kodish, the Arab Behemoth Shlomim. And later the Behemoth became pregnant, so Avada the Uber is Kodish. So this Bapod also agrees to, as we said before, Avada, if you Makdish the Behemoth Shlomim, and then she becomes pregnant, Avada, the Uber has its own Kedusha, it's called the Uber of the mother. Not that you could be makdashit l'chachilu that way, but just once an Uber is born in the Behemoth's Kodshim, it also has Kedusha. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. You have an Uber that's Kodshim, so you can't make Tumura from it. So that's the question, Eve Lad Kodshim. Imahu, if we're talking about now the Mishnah of Lad Kodshim is in the mother's stomach, Loyavdin, then it does not make Tumura. Mash Medohu Avroi, then when this Behemoth is born, when the Uber is born, then Avdin. Again, you have a Korban Shlomim, and then it became pregnant. So calls the man it's pregnant. The Uber, even though it has Kedusha, can't make Tumur on it. But Master for the Mishnah, after the Behemoth is born, after the Uber is born, then you could make Tumur on it. For the more why? For Tanya, we learned later, Ein HaVlad Oysa Tumura. No, we learned the Vlad of Kodshim cannot make Tumura. Christ is going to make Tumur on the Behemoth that you are Makdash Lechatchila, has a Kedusha's Peh. But something that does not have Kedusha's Peh, you cannot make Tumur on it. Samara says, Mani Reb Yehuda, say our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. The Yom he holds yes, Havlad Oisit Tumura. So Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda to hold that once the Vlad is born, then you could make Tumura from it. So Mishnah just means, calls the man who wasn't born. Calls the man who's been made Imai. For the Gemara here, Reb Yehuda, Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. Tumuru Dlayavdi. Mashnah doesn't make Tumura. So Homikdash Kochi. There's the ratio of the Mishnah that says, if you have just the regal of this behemoth chulin, and they say it should be tumura on a korban, it's not chal tumura. So mashma just tumura is not chal if you only make tumura on the regal, on the uber of a behemoth. But mashma, if you makdish the regal of a behemoth, then the kedusha would be chal upon the whole behemoth. What's the right? But the question is, Omer Abiyud, who this says, no, Avrin loy kotshi, if you makdish just the avr of a behemoth, it's not chal kedusha altogether. So you can't say how Mishnah goes according to Abiyudah. So where it says, no, Hochem Mayaskin, which is talking about Hochem Mayaskin on, the Yever, Shem Hashama Tlu Yibo. We're talking about now an Yever, Shem Hashama Tlu Yibo. We're talking about now, let's say the heart or the head, that something, if you take it off, it won't live. And on that, even of you degrees, if you makdish the head of an animal, it's Chal Kedusha upon the whole Behema. So the good division, only Tumur is not Chal on the Yever. But if you would have been makdish the Yever, Shem Hashama Tlu Yibo, then the Kedusha will be dispatched over the whole behemoth. Ace for the Gemara says, it says, Magdishin Avrin, the Uvrin. Says now Mishnah could be Makdish, and the Mishnah later, this is Makdishin Avrin V'Uvrin. Avolay Mamun, you can't make Tamura. So Moses says, Hakanam here also, Vavlodi Kachim. Says clearly what Makdishin could be Makdish, Avrin V'Uvrin. Says clearly could be Makdish, an Aver or an Uber. Just you can't make Tamura from it. So again, it's a Kashim Bar Poda. Here it's Mashma clearly, you could be Makdish and an Uber. And the Gemara again, Hakanam, Vavlodi Kachim. For the more Ibn Vladi Kachim, not Vladi Kachim, then my Makdishim, what's the Lashon of Makdishim? Makdishim, the kind of the Kaddish by itself. Here it's Mashma Makdishim, it could be Makdish the Uber, the fetus. So I can say, according to Bapod, it's talking about a Vlad that was born like you were Makdish the mother, then it became pregnant, that's automatically by itself that the Kedusha is Chal upon the Vlad. Not that you are Makdish it. Samara says, true. Hochi Kama, this is what the Mishnah means to say later. Makdishim Avrin. You can be Makdish, Yevim means just the leg of the animal. Or Mamirim, and you can make Tamura from it. Avoloi Mamirim, Avrim Behem, you can't make Tamura in it. The Ubrim, Shekotchim, Bemei Iman, Ein Mamirim Ba. The Vlad Kotchim, Bemei Iman, Hudloi, Avdin Tamura. Or Yavroi, or this is like that. Yes, so the Kitzah, you have to be Asher that Mishnah in the Chanami, and the Mishnah means to say, not if you're Makdish the Uber, but just means to say, the Ubrim. Shekitshu b'mei iman and echnami, that's the chiddush, there's no din tamur on it. But avad, there is such a kedusha of a vlad b'mei iman, where it was born, created from the behemoth kachim. The mother was kachim, and now it has a vlad. That vlad avad that does have kedusha. Just the chiddush can't go be makdish according to Bapoda, you but with the kedusha is haper. All right, we'll stop here.